Amen. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. God is good, isn't he? Not just some of the time, but God is good all of the time. And all of the time, God is good. We're thankful today to be back in this place for worship. Amen. To worship God in spirit and in truth. And to our visitors, you are a very honored guest of the audience, and we're thankful to have you here with us today. Amen. We want you to leave a member of the Church of Christ. Amen. In the Churches of Christ, we believe that the Bible is right. How many of y'all believe the Bible is right? Amen. Is it absolutely right, 100% right?
Amen.
And that Bible says there's only one Lord in this book. One God in this book. We believe that. Amen. One Holy Spirit. Amen. One baptism of water. Amen. One hope of heaven.
Yes.
And one body is the church.
Amen.
And we believe there's one church.
Amen.
According to the scripture.
Amen.
That church is referred to as the Church of Christ.
Amen.
And the Bible said in Acts 2:47, the saved are in the church.
Amen.
And that's why we want you to be a member of the Church of Christ. Amen. We see some this in the audience today that was baptized on this week. And we're thankful to see them here on today.
Amen.
And so as we continue our study of the book of John, if you turn to John chapter 4, we'll go there. Sir, give me this water. Give me this water. Knowing that God gave his son, his son gave his life. All of us should be thankful that he hung on the cross of Calvary, shed his blood that we'd have a hope for eternal life. That blood washed away your sins if you obey it today. In baptism, your sins can be washed away. And the Lord adds you to that true church. And that's how you do it in the Churches of Christ. Is that good?
Amen.
Let's see what we can get out of chapter 4. We've completed three chapters now. And now we're going into chapter number 4. And the Bible says there in verse 1, when therefore the Lord
knew how the Pharisees
had heard that Jesus made and baptized more disciples than John. Verse 2 says, the Bible
says, though Jesus himself baptized none but his disciples.
Now, last week, in John chapter 3, go back over there in verse 22. I want you to go back over there. They brought to my attention last week by Brother Jerry Kirby, and I appreciate him for that. And then he said, Brother Brooks, now you said Jesus baptized, but I've heard Jesus didn't baptize nobody himself personally. And he's very right. He's very right about that. And so we see right here, the Bible clarifies that he baptized. Now, but let's go back. Let me show you my point of emphasis last week. And that's a great point. I don't want to mislead anyone. But verse 22 of chapter 3,
the book says that. After these things came.
You said what now?
After these things came.
After these things came.
Jesus and his disciples. Into the land of Judea.
Into the land of Judea.
And there be tarried with them.
And baptized. So he said he baptized. Don't mean he had physically baptized. That's what I said last week. You can baptize. I've baptized thousands in the 32 years I've been preaching. But I didn't physically get in the water and do it. But the Bible refers to teaching one to be baptized as baptized. And so John also baptized. Tommy baptized. Did you baptize? That's the question. Did you baptize? No, he didn't physically do it. But my emphasis last week was all of us should be trying to baptize somebody. Amen. I've been trying to baptize as many as I can. Doing hurricane relief. Somebody said, well, how many can you keep? Well, how many did you baptize? Well, you asking. That's a negative person. I got them kind of people get on my nerves.
Amen.
You're not even worried about the soul. We may have to baptize 20 to save two, but the angels in heaven rejoice over one sinner that repent. Who are we to question it? They're baptized them like the Lord told them. He ain't going to keep all. Jesus didn't keep all of them, and neither will we. But the job is to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, because the gospel of power, Romans 1:16, Paul says, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation.
Amen.
The gospel has power.
Amen.
Is that right? Amen. To hang him up on the cross.
Amen.
And watch folk come to him.
Amen.
We ain't got to sing them in. We ain't got to clap them in and beatbox them in here. Just hang him on the cross. Jesus, if I be lifted up, I'll draw men unto me.
Amen.
That's good preaching, Brother Brooks. I'm feeling pretty good today.
Amen.
Yeah, I'm getting ready to take off and go to Dallas. I do a tent meeting outdoors. Yeah, I get excited about meeting. I love preaching the gospel. I can't wait to get down. I'm going to fly out of here, leave here, fly straight to Dallas, get off the plane, go preach under the tent outside. And I'm going to shout it out down in Dallas.
Amen.
Why? The power is in the gospel.
Amen.
Yeah. I ain't asking for no appreciation. I'm not asking for nobody to agree with me. I'm just going with the book. Yeah, am I right about it? Amen. So all of us ought to be baptizing folk. You ought to be teaching people what it is to do be baptized. Folk walking in and out of here. During the relief, y'all say, have you been baptized? Yeah, you need to be baptized. Folk need to be baptized. Yeah, you, my mamas ought to be asking your children why they haven't been baptized. Yeah, don't die in your sins. The Bible says you got to be baptized. Baptism saves us, 1 Peter 3 and verse 21. Now, let's go back to John. I thought I'd loosen up right there on that one. That was pretty good, wasn't it? Appreciate it, brother. Brother Kirby, you in the audience today? Raise your hand. There you go. See, now you got to be humble to receive a criticism. I could have, oh, you don't know what you're talking about. No, I said, man, he got a point. I'm going to go over there and make sure I clarify that. I appreciate that. Yeah, I'm not like that. I'm not high-minded. I just know what the power of the Bible's always right over the man. And one thing about it, ain't none of us got a lock on brains.
Amen.
Like we know everything.
Amen.
Amen. Now, brother, I know I don't know everything, but Amen. All of us put together, we're going to do pretty good on Wednesday steamer. All of us put our heads together, we know this book. Ain't nobody going to come in here messing with us.
Amen.
Amen. We wait till we get our elders. Hmm. We have shepherds in here overseeing and watching. And so I can focus on preaching. They can focus on y'all messing up. Yeah, the Lord is good. God is good. Amen. God is good, y'all. He's real good. Let's go back over to John. Let me see if I can get over there, Brother Allen. You got to keep me on track. I'm a little warm today.
Yes, sir. He left
I'm
Judea.
I'm kind of hot. You know what that means?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Keep
he going. Left Judea mm-hmm. and departed again into Galilee.
Yeah.
And he must needs go through Samaria.
Now, he got to go to Samaria. Now, what I'm saying is, according to Josephus, which is a Jewish historian, you have to go through Galilee, through Samaria to get to Jerusalem. Now, he's going to die in Jerusalem. Yeah, they're going to kill him there. But he ain't ready for that yet. He got some stuff that he needed. So he knew that they had been talking about him. The Pharisees know Jesus is getting influence. He's influential now. He's getting attention. He's baptizing more folk than John. So he know what they're thinking. And then she said, now, there's a parcel of land. Read it.
Then cometh he to a city of Samaria,
yeah.
which is called Sychar.
Sychar, real.
Near to the parcel of ground
uh-huh.
that Jacob gave to his son,
right, now,
Joseph.
Y'all know Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the patriarchs. Gave this son Joseph. Now, according to those who've been over there, they said there is a tomb still there today, and their well is there. I haven't ever seen it in my own eyes, but they say that. How many of y'all been to Israel? Not many of us been. We got to read it to believe it.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
Let's go to verse 6.
Now, Jacob's well was there,
and is still seen by travelers today. When they go over there, Jacob's well is there. Jesus, therefore, being wearied
with his journey.
And so he's tired because he's traveling. They say about a 3-day journey or so. And so he's tired. And now he's wearied from his journey. And he sat there on
the
well.
And it was about the 6th hour.
That means it was about noontime. So it's high noon. It's hot. He's tired. He's sitting by a well to get a drink of what? Water. Then the Bible said, there cometh this woman
of Samaria.
There comes this woman of Samaria, known as, we call them Samaritans. And then he says, she was there at the well to draw water. Read.
Jesus saith unto her.
And Jesus speaks to her.
Give
me. He said, now you got to visualize this. Here comes this Samaritan woman sitting there, and there's Jesus sitting at the well. And he says to her,
Give me
some of that water. She's coming to draw water. And he says, give me some of that water. If y'all would allow me to go back in time of slavery, when black folk didn't like white folk, or white folk didn't like black folk, you know, it went both ways. Yeah, it went both ways. We had praising white people and praising black people. Still got some praising black folk. Still got praising white folk. Anybody don't like white folk, you're prejudiced. Shouldn't be, you understand that. God is not pleased with that. He look at the blood. He don't look at color. You better let that go. Mess around, die in your sin.
Man.
Mess around, die in your sin. Good place to drop it. Because we got these Black Lives Matter folk. Uh-oh, Brother Brooke going in politics. No. Souls matter.
Amen.
Oh, souls matter.
Amen.
Not just black souls and white souls. All souls matter. Amen. Take the color off of it. Amen. Put soul on it. Then you got something I can stand with y'all. But I ain't standing with no black side. Or white side. Or blue side. Amen. Or red side. I'm standing on God's side.
Amen.
Now that'll work. That'll work, won't it?
Amen.
That'll work real good.
Amen.
Yeah, so that's kind of what the situation was. So he walks up to the Samaritan woman. And so here's the thing. He didn't come to the woman. His disciples had gone away to the city to buy what?
Some meat.
Now, the Samaritans and the Jews didn't. They didn't like the Samaritans because they intermarried with the Gentiles. That's what they say. But I would just say, intermarriage is not, we're concerned about intermarriage should be only in the terms of what we believe. Is it not good to be unequally yoked? What are you saying, Brother Bruce? I'm saying if you're a Church of Christ member and you're dating a Methodist, then there was two different beliefs. Y'all follow what I'm saying? And when you got a Church of Christ and a Methodist, and you got a baby, which church they go to? Because one going to sprinkle on here, and the other one going to bury in water. So you got to change, you got to decide, are you going to equally yoke on your belief? Amen. And so it's not wise to date outside of the belief, nor to marry outside of the belief. The Bible is right. And if you're looking for a man or a woman, the first thing you do before you start falling in love is ask them what they believe. Too many marriages are in trouble today because they are unequally yoked in the marriage. Amen. So I don't advise dating unless you know what the person believes. Because you can marry yourself into some trouble. Is that good?
Man.
That's right. And the Bible supports that teaching. And we should understand it. But to say a white man should marry a black girl, that's interracial stuff. God didn't put no restrictions. So who are we to restrict it? Mm. Amen.
Amen.
That's a form of prejudice. So here this woman is. She asked Jesus, give me the drink. Jesus asked her to give me the drink. And, Jesus took this opportunity as a teaching moment. I'm thinking now of the hurricane relief. We didn't ask God, are you going to send Harvey to us? We didn't know it was coming. Hey, man, we just buckled up. We didn't know it was going to hit. We didn't know who was going to get flooded. We didn't know who was going to lose their home. We didn't know what was going on. But when God sent Hurricane Harvey, all things worked together for good. And we took what people thought was bad and turned it into a powerful work for God, bringing glory to God, bringing glory to the Church of Christ, bringing glory to his son who hung on the cross, bringing glory to the Hollow Heights family. We done what we should have done. We took the opportunity, like Jesus is going to do, and we taught people. Mm. You know some folk criticize that? But they don't never come to me. They always go to somebody else. Mm. Come to me. Yeah. Bring it here. Because I got something for those kind of folk. When you can't see good, man, when you can't see the power of teaching 1,000-plus people done come through here, we'll help people. People, in the audience, this lady, raise your hand. Just baptized her this week. She came. She came back. She said, bro, I want to know more about that blood.
Amen.
And then you have some members. I want them to come to me. Yeah, but see, God, the devil trying to work through. You take, if the Bible says all things work together good, then we take the hurricane that people think bad. The greatest disaster is not going to be Hurricane Harvey. The greatest disaster will be dying in your sins.
Amen.
It's the greatest disaster. Then we see our Sams up here during the day. Senior citizens who could be at home over there working. They in and out. Amen, somebody. Amen. You know, we don't have a lot of ma'ams working. Mm-hmm. You know who we got working during the day? Sams. Most of them are Sams. Amen, somebody.
Amen.
We ought to be praising them, thanking God for them. Disabled people who don't have jobs, coming up here, working, handing out food, giving to people. Folk are calling hotline. Why? Because they say, we want to send our money to a congregation that's going to use it to glorify God, his kingdom, and to save souls.
Amen.
Teaching opportunities.
Amen.
Teaching opportunities.
Amen.
Teaching opportunities. I'm going to take it every chance. Every time they give it to us. I'm going to take it because I know God's going to bless it.
Amen.
You know, God's going to bless it. You know, well, folk, go get John 6 for me. Go to John 6. I want to show y'all something. So I'm going to kill something else for me. John 6. Let me give that one. I just got to kill this. And verse 25. See, so folk, man, I'm feeling, boy, y'all know we're doing some good work down here. Hey, y'all, the storm done came. Is that right? Storms in Florida. Amen. Earthquakes in Mexico. Amen. Tsunamis. Stuff all over the world. False prophets talking about the end of the world. It ain't the end of the world. The only sign for the end of the world is when you see Jesus in the sky.
Hmm.
And it's too late to run. Nowhere to hide. Amen. It's too late. That's the great disaster.
Amen.
You got verse number 29.
And when they had found him on the other side of the sea, and they said unto him,
Rabbi,
when camest thou hither?
Yeah.
Jesus answered them and said, Verily, verily, I say unto you,
you seek me. Coming to me, not because at that time
miracles
were signs for the believers. But he says what?
But because you did eat of the loaves.
Jesus, now, the only reason you came is because I had some physical food. Now, you think they played that game with Jesus? Sure they did. There's some folk going to come here for physical food. And I'm going to hit them with some spiritual food, and they're going to obey the gospel.
Mm-hmm.
They came for beans. Amen. Amen. And I ain't trying to be mean, but I'm going to have them get clean. Amen. You see what I'm saying? They came for beans. Amen. Am I right? But I'm going to, they leave clean.
Amen.
And it wasn't no beans. Give me some more there.
Labor not for the meat which perisheth.
Now, Jesus said, don't throw a work. Now, you say, some folks going to come to get stuff. They ain't. And members of the church going to do it. They ain't got touched by no hurricane. But because it's free, it's for me. Is that what people say? If it's free, let's say it together. If it's free, it's for me. Some of y'all ain't going to say it because you think. Yeah, see, some folk bleed like that. And, you know, you'll say, hey, now, just get this little bit. And they'll look around, they get that money. You probably, because it's free. It's free. You know, I'm blessed. You stole. If we say free for you is three, then when you get four, you sin. Because now you're a thief. I'm just warning folk, don't let free get you lost. Amen, somebody. You know, God, it sure is tempting. We got all that good stuff coming off the truck. Oh, Lord, I come help. But Johnny, there ain't no hope. The car came in like this and leave like that. Yeah. Car load of stuff. No, they ain't got no, ain't no water went in their house, ain't nothing. They got more than a hurricane victim. Stole it. You stole it. Praise the mighty name of Jesus. Yeah, that's a sad shame. Somebody lose their soul over a can of beans and some free toilet tissue. They're going to take mops and everything. And we don't want you to take no mop. They go, get one mop, ain't going to hurt. Done stole it.
Stole it. Ain't that sad? A cold-blooded Christian, supposedly Christian, strong, trying to do what's right.
Watch out, little hands. What you touch. Watch out, little eyes. What you see. Watch out, little feet. Where you go. What else? Watch your little eyes. What you see. Be careful, little mind. What you think. Because you don't think we saw you going out the door with it. But we did. Said, brother, what you think? I said, just leave it to God. Because I guarantee it'll be the worst disaster of their life. They die in their sin. Amen.
Amen.
That's right, y'all. Let's make sure. Keep your little hands clean. Follow the instructions of the leadership. Do what you're supposed to do.
Amen.
So we can help these people that need it.
Amen.
All of us getting blessed, don't we?
Amen.
All of us getting blessings. Amen. We got blessings. God bless. I'm going to give y'all an update, but I want to deal with the thief right then. Yeah, I just want to deal with the thief and the murmurers. Why? Jesus took the opportunity to teach a woman who didn't think she was worthy. Now, he said to the woman Samaritan, how is it, verse 9,
how is it
that thou, being a Jew,
asketh drink of me,
which I'm a woman of Samaria.
For the
she
Jew
don't get it. For the Jews
have no dealings.
She answers that. Now, y'all don't deal with us. What are you doing asking me to help you? Then Jesus come back.
If thou knewest the gift of God.
If you just knew who was talking to you. In other words, he just said, if you just, man, how would y'all like to be talking to Jesus? Amen. He's just sitting right there at the well. Wouldn't that be a blessing? And Jesus said, yeah, if you just knew it was me. If you just knew. What he said, the gift. What he said, you just knew the gift of God.
Who is
that?
Who is, I said to thee.
If you just knew who asked you to give me drink, he said, you would have asked of him, and he would have
given thee living
you
water.
You would have had no question. He said, well, now I don't. He said, don't give me like Peter did. Lord, don't wash my feet. And then Jesus said, you can't be with me. He said, wash everything all over the place. Just everywhere. Amen. That was, he would say, give me the water. Give me some of that living water. Now, look what he says.
The woman saith unto him,
yeah.
Sir, thou hast nothing to draw with.
You don't have nothing to draw.
And the well
water
is deep.
That well deep. So when it's has thou?
She's living water.
She's thinking physical. How you going to get water to give me when you don't have a bucket? Now, I remember when I was, I tell y'all about Uncle Adel, right? Uncle Adel. And back in Hillpill, and where I grew up at. Yeah, I'll tell y'all about how I used to hold those English peas. I told y'all, some of you church guys, I don't like folk to hear it, but act like you ain't heard it. And so when I was hoeing peas. They were English peas. See, the English peas grow up in row, you gotta plant them, and I used to plow a mule named Kate. And when I hit that mule, when I wanted to go right, I said, G-haw. She put me, and then Uncle Ed will say, well, I tell you what, we need to hoe this grass. And I got to hoeing that grass. And I was happy that day, boy. I heard it through the grapevine. Just about to lose my mind. Honey, honey, yeah, through the grapevine. I'm a longer, but you be my baby. I was singing. I was a young man. I was happy, boy. I was just happy hoeing. And Uncle Adel stopped. He said, and then he called me Tommy. He said, now, Tommy, I said, sir, whatsoever you do, don't you lose your mind. He said, for God knows you need your mind. Now, he thought I was really talking about losing my mind. Like this woman here thought she was really thinking about getting some water out there. Well, that wasn't what Jesus was talking about. Anyway, yeah, so anyway, okay, I never had it. Well, I thought I'd share that with you. That was fun. I used to like patches, too. Y'all ever heard of patches? Patches are, I'm depending on your son to bring the family through. My son is all what? Left up to you. Y'all don't know that song. Anyway. But anyway, we had water. And some of the best water, seemed like, was out of that bucket. How many of y'all had well water for? Yeah. Now, see, the well water, they had them baby bottle, like that little bucket with a thing on top. You drop the rope. It was on a wheel. You drive. And when it hit the water, you just let it sink. Jump it a couple times till water get in there. The bucket go down in there a little deeper. Because you didn't want the water off the top. Get the water all the way down, and they shake it a couple times, and here comes that water bucket. And boy, soon that water bucket got up top. That's how we drank right out of it. And you pour the rest in the bucket. This kind of well it was. Well water is good water. But she was saying, you ain't got no bucket. The well is deep. How you going to get some water? Then what'd he say?
Art thou greater than our father Jacob?
Now she said, this is Jacob, well. Now he was one of our fathers. Are you somebody greater than him?
Notice what he said.
Which gave us the well.
Yeah, yeah.
And drank thereof himself.
All right, read on.
And his children and his cattle.
Yeah, go ahead.
Jesus answered and said unto her, Whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again.
Yeah.
But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst.
Now, he's making a spiritual analogy out of this thing. He said, now you're thinking about physical blessing. I'm trying to give you some spiritual blessing. He said, now, the water I'm talking about, if you drink it, you're going to get thirst again. But the water you're talking about, you're going to get thirst again. The water I'm talking about.
But the water that I should give him shall be in him a well of water.
Now, the water I give you will be a well of water.
Springing up. Into everlasting life.
Uh-huh. Now, here it is. She's trying to understand. And I believe when people are seeking understanding of what the Lord is saying, they'll do like my sister did. They'll come back for Bible class. I want to know more. I want to understand what that blood going to do. And you're going to have to worry about folk who are not seeking the truth. We might teach 100 people through that class over there, only baptize 2 or 3. Why? Because everybody's not seeking truth. In John 4:23, the Bible said, the hour cometh and now is when the true worshipers shall worship who? The Father in spirit and truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. Amen. God seeks those who are seeking to be true worshipers, and those are people we're going to reach.
Amen.
But they got to be looking for understanding. Y'all got that?
Amen.
Let's get a little bit more. Then the woman said, here's where I want to be.
Unto him.
Yeah. Then,
sir.
Here's her response.
Give me. This water.
So here's why I got my towel. Good question. She just said, man, basically, if that water that powerful, give me some of it. How many of y'all want some Jesus? Amen. Everybody all want a little Jesus. Is that right? He said, give me some water. Let me explain this in application. So Jesus is the unspeakable gift from God. And the gift of eternal life can only come through Jesus. Romans 6:23, 2 Corinthians 9:15. Now, that living water is the water that Jesus provides, which is spiritual. She was thinking physical. He's talking spiritual. Jacob's well, after you drink that water from it, that's, you get thirst again. But Jesus' water, you don't get thirst again because it's eternal life. It's forever lasting. It quenches the thirst. And so we drink water today. I'm just water. Oh, it's good too. So some of y'all be out there watching me and you get thirsty when I'm preaching and I get to drink it. That's good. Cold too. I had one brother, man, he was drinking that water. I wanted me something so bad, I didn't know what to do. I know it, but it's quenching my thirst right now. It's physical. You good?
Amen.
Take another shot. That's good. That's the way some of them winos do. And my uncle, he was a drunk, man. Uncle Daniel. One of the nicest drunk you ever meet. Yeah, he had a wore cowboy boots. You know how he put the leg up in the boot? Put it on top. You know what that thing, you know? Cowboy boots, put a leg in the top. And he kept his whiskey bottle in the boot. Yeah, that's my Uncle Daniel. Ask him about it. Never cussed. Never heard him cuss. Never seen him fight. Never seen him talk back to his mom. So, you know, you can be a drunk, still do good stuff. Nice and drunk. My favorite uncle, Uncle Daniel. I miss Uncle Daniel. I miss him about him. He taught me a lot. Yeah, but he was a drunk. And I remember when he turned that bottle up, take it out of the boot. Son, Mr. Clean, there we call him Mr. Clean. Son, some good stuff. Yeah, some good stuff, son. It was quenching something, but it wasn't water, was it? It was quenching the desire for some, what they call that? The kind of whiskey. Is it whiskey or bourbon? It's in the bottle. Huh? A lot of people. Huh? Somebody say something. How many of y'all had that? A little bottle like that thing is called a pain, ain't it? Is it a half? Who said that? You were our new members. I'll let you get away with it. Some of these old members, they ain't gonna say nothing because they ain't figure this thing out. They kind of like them old men who them old men who saw that woman caught in the act of adultery. And Jesus, are we caught in the very act? You know what I'm saying? And Jesus was writing on the ground. And he said, I tell you, boys, what? Whichever one of you have not sinned, you cast the first stone. And guess who left first? Them old folk. The old men kind of eased on. It took them young boys a little while to figure it out. But them old men got, see some of these old wrinkles back way back? They done figured out, Brother Brooke. If I say something, it's going to call me guilty. That's some whiskey drinkers in here, though, ain't it? Feel y'all. The good thing about the blood, it washed all of the way. Y'all ain't got to be, you ain't doing it no more, are you? Huh? Some of y'all might be still nipping. Huh? Social drink. You know, a little wine, good for the stomach's sake, they say. Yeah, but it ain't good for who watching you. It caused somebody to fall. Yeah, that's the problem with social drinking. See, that Romans chapter 4, I don't have time. The problem with social drinking, if folks see you drinking, you could cause them not want to become a Christian. And that could be your own child. Yeah, it could be your own child. If that's what a Christian look like, I'm not going to go and drink. So give me this water. That's a good point I made. Now, let's go to John 6. I want to close there. We got what he was doing, physical versus what? Spiritual, right? So go start at verse 25 again. Let's go down to 35 this time. Keep reading.
And when they had found him on the other side of the sea, they said unto him, Rabbi, when camest thou hither?
Yeah, go ahead.
Jesus answered them and said, Verily, verily, I say unto you, you seek me not because ye saw the miracles, but because you did eat of the loaves and were filled. Labor not for the meat which perisheth, but for the meat which endureth unto everlasting life,
right.
Which the Son of Man shall give unto you, for him hath God and Father sealed.
Real.
Then said they unto him, What shall we do, that we might work the works of God?
Yeah, now here's Jesus
answered and said unto them, This is the work of God.
Now don't worry about them that came and got the food, but the work of God is this.
That you believe on him whom he hath sent.
Yeah, read.
They said therefore unto him, What sign showest thou then, that we may see and believe thee?
Read on.
What dost thou work? Our fathers did eat manna in the desert, as it is written. He gave them bread from heaven to eat. Then Jesus said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, Moses gave you not that bread
now
from heaven.
Now, even to clarify, you're getting ready to clarify. Moses gave you not the bread from heaven. Then he says what?
But my Father giveth you the true bread from heaven.
Now, so the bread is here, the true bread. So he used the physical seal, isn't he? But he's making a spiritual application. Read on.
For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven.
The water is from God. The bread is from God. The what give me
it. Life unto the world.
Yeah, read.
Then said they unto him, Lord, evermore give us this bread.
Give us some of this bread. Just like that woman. She said, give me that water. Now these folks say, give me that what? Bread. Read.
And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life.
There he is. He bread and he water. Hey, man, you want to live eternally? You got to drink bread. You got to eat bread and drink water. And talking about Jesus. I remember when I was in the Baptist, I used to be in the Baptist church, and when the song we sung it during the song, Sunday school, bread of heaven, lead me to I want no more. Boy, you don't sing something like that, and Rev get to going when you do stuff like that. I said, sound like a power saw cranking up. That's the song, though. It was saying, bread of heaven, feed me till I won't no more. And that's what I'm out for today. All of us, y'all, look here. We done went through some storms. All of us done went through physical storms. We're going through storms right now. God brought us through some storms. He's bringing us through one right now. He's going to bring us through the future. Is that right? What we need is drink the water and eat the bread. Is that right? And so how do you do that, Brother Brooke? You do it by believing. Believing what? That over 2,000 years ago, on a hill
far away, stood an old rugged cross. It was an emblem of suffering and shame. And on that cross hung the bread of life. On that cross hung the water, the living water. And it was on that cross that he suffered with nails in his hand, nails in his feet, 6 hours on the cross for you and I. For us. He stayed there for us. He bled for us. He gave his life so we could eat bread that would give us eternal life, that we could drink water, and from that fountain flow blood. The fountain is free today. It's still free. Jesus told that woman, if you just knew the gift that was standing in front of you. How many of y'all want to go to heaven? How many of you want to go? You got to drink water. You got to eat the bread. Isn't that good? Amen. You got to be one who heard the gospel, who believed that he suffered, bled and died on that cross. You got to repent of your sins. Luke 13:3. You got to confess that you believe he's the Son of God before me in Matthew 10:32. And we have to baptize you in water for the remission of your sin. When you step in that water, blood is in that water. You believe it. Revelation 1:5. You believe because you read it, not because you saw it.
Amen.
Amen. You step in that baptism pool, and we're going to bury you like I did my sister. And she said, I want to know about that blood. She's getting ready to get into it. We buried her in that water, and under the water, the blood washed away her sins. She received the Holy Spirit. Then the Lord came up, added her to the body of Christ, the church of Christ. Amen. Did I say it right? The body of Christ, the church of Christ.
Amen.
Should I say it again? The body of Christ, the
church of Christ. Amen.
That's in that book. And she obeyed. God bless her heart. We had 12 more obey her. Amen. There last week. Last 2 weeks. Praise the mighty name.
Amen.
Of Jesus of heaven. Isn't that good?
Amen.
They drank the bread. I mean, they drank the water. And they tasted that bread that'll give them eternal life. Let me just get this. Hollow Heights. God is using Hollow Heights. The food bank, we're on the top of the list. God is using us. He's sending resources our way that we can't, it was stuff we imagine we would never get. This is a huge opportunity that we will never get unless God blessed it. So what we should do, receive it with meekness. Thank God for the blessing. Bless the people. Do the work of God. Do the work of his kingdom. Let it bless us. Let us get closer to God. Makes us serve more. Makes us love him more. And know this, another one's coming. It wasn't you this time, but it might be you the next time. Who need prayer today? Say amen if you need some prayer. How many of y'all believe in prayer? Amen. I believe in prayer, y'all. If you've been sick, let us pray for you. If you're hungry, let us pray for you. If you're hurting, let us pray for you. If you're confused, you need prayer. If you're suffering, you need prayer. If you're depressed, you need prayer. Because God did it all to give you that peace. Jesus said, come unto me, all you that labor and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. What I want to do now, I want those who want to get baptized this morning, I want you to come to the front. We're going to ask you, do you believe in Jesus Christ, Son of God? And you're going to do like the eunuch did in Acts 8:37. You're going to say, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. A young man that came last week, I talked to him yesterday, and I called him 10 and a half. Because we wouldn't take him but 10 people in the room at a time. He said, I'm 10 and a half. I said, 10 and a half? All right, you come on in. So you're going to, he claimed him a half. He said, I'm only half, but he whole now. We baptized him for the remission of sin. He sent me a text. He said, Brother Brooks, this 10 and a half. I said, 10 and a half? Who are you, man? He said, remember, I was in the back of the room. I said, I was 10 and a half. He came down Sunday crying. Called me yesterday. I mean, he got me working on Sunday. I want to be there. He was so happy, he didn't know what to do. Every time I see him, I say, 10 and a half, you made whole.
Amen.
He was a half when he met me. But Jesus made him a whole. Is that good?
Amen.
That's good stuff right there, man.
Amen.
I'm ready for the airplane now. Here we want you. I want y'all to come. Come down and I want to pray for you. Everybody who need prayer, I want you to come down. We're going to pray with you this morning. Those who need to ask for forgiveness, come on down and let us pray with you. And make your confession. Those who want to get baptized, you come on down to the front. We're going to baptize you this morning for the remission. God bless you. They're coming already. As together we stand. And